The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Good afternoon, Las Vegas, and thanks for joining us on Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I'm here with you every Saturday at 5:30 to talk about your health and wellness, trying to bring a healthy, rewarding, and vibrant lifestyle back to you. We want to thank you for spending a little bit of your afternoon right here with us today. We got a hot topic again today. I know that a lot of you guys have been out there listening to a lot of our shows recently. We've been talking about hormone therapy, weight loss, fitness, and bringing that health and wellness back into your primary care needs. You know, I have a medical practice here in town. I see a lot of people that come in. You have high blood pressure. You have diabetes. You're on 4 or 5 prescription medications out there. You got a few extra pounds or a lot of extra pounds. And today, I have a very special guest, a phenomenal woman that's going to be on the show with me, is personally motivating me, and we're going to share some personal stories to help motivate our listeners out there on fitness and, I said it, guys, exercise, and how important it really is in our health and how it's important no matter what your age is. You know, a lot of people think that exercising and fitness is for the young, the healthy, and really, honestly, I've noticed it myself. As you get a few years older, you get busy with your lifestyle. Everybody knows I work a ton. All my family, all my friends. I work, work, work. Stress, stress, stress. I don't sleep. I'm the typical. I'm just like our listeners out there. And you got to take that preventative wellness aspect, or else guess what, listeners? It catches up on you. And today I have a great guest with me today. Her name is Fatima with Vegas Personal Trainer. And she is very motivating, and she really brings the reality back to fitness and exercise. Welcome, Fatima.
Thank you so much, Dr. Christie. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Excellent. And, you know, Fatima, I'm going to talk a little bit about how we met, and it really is an interesting story because I met you through a patient of mine that actually came in, and I was so amazed by her story that she had been out, she had been seeing you. You had this contract with her. She came into me. She kind of shared the same stories with me. I've been working out. I've been exercising. My diet is clean. She'd been food logging, and she wasn't getting anywhere with her weight loss or her fitness, and she really wasn't seeing it. And I'm like, who out there does this and isn't just sending you to the gym, not getting results? And really, you hold that responsibility to your clients like I do myself. And I'm like, there's actually somebody out there that really kind of holds them same standards. When I have patients come in for a weight loss program, they come in, they come see me every single week. They're held accountable to lose weight every single week. And our theory is you're paying for something and we want you to be successful. And it really intrigued me how you did the same thing and how you're, you know, you look at your clients too.
I definitely do. I look at my clients as my business cards. They are really, I am really only as good as my next client. And after 20 years of being in the industry, that dynamic has changed. The requirements of a trainer nowadays are more than just counting reps. In fact, that's probably the lowest common denominator of a trainer. If you can have somebody that's going to hold your hand on the treadmill, burn off 20 minutes, and tell you you're doing a good job when, quite frankly, you're just doing what it is to get by, then you might want to think elsewhere. You might want to think about other options that are going to better suit your needs and get you where you want to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's some statistics out there. America's getting fatter. We're gaining more weight. We're getting midsection weight. This metabolic syndrome, I know some of our listeners have been out there. They've been to the doctor. They got that little borderline high triglycerides. Their blood sugars are running a little bit borderline. I see it in so many of my patients. You know, they come in, we do this consultation. We're not a traditional, like yourself, practice that you come in. You know, a lot of my patients complain, I give them almost a 10-page packet. I want to know about their sleep. I want to know, have you been trying to lose weight? How long have you been at your weight? What's your sleep patterns? What shift do you work? I know before the show, you and I met, and it's such a 24-hour town, and you really got to customize
everybody's medical wellness and also their fitness and exercise program to what works. We're in this constant busy lifestyle. And, you know, you and I had met. I told you my schedule, and I'm actually going to share some personal stories about how I've had to get back in, and I've really realized that my strength had declined. You're starting to put on a few pounds. And, you know, people that know me, I definitely don't meet the require for obesity or overweight, but I have a few pounds here and there. And just your muscle tone, and you really realize that that's put you at risk for high blood sugar. It gets your triglycerides up. It causes, you know, I don't want to be pre-diabetic, and I definitely don't want to lose strength and get bone thinning. And, you know, my big thing is I work on a computer all day long. Now in the medical system, we've all gone to electronic records. I have upper back pain almost every single day because I don't have the strength in my back. And I met you. What happened, Fatima?
Well, we broke down Dr. Christie from the ground up, and we tried to figure out what it is that she feels that she's strongest in on a scale of averages. What can you do for pushing, pulling, rotating? What do we feel normal folks can do from a basic health standpoint, from a fitness standpoint, from a performance standpoint? And folks really do surprise themselves when they get into the gym. Anybody that's not looking at this type of information is really doing their client a disservice, because it's one thing to have a conversation with a potential client. It's another thing to actually put them through the paces that go beyond what we've learned in the textbook. I'm looking at folks' real lifestyle issues and what those challenges are, and trying to come together with a package that's going to suit their needs, something that is going to be program-friendly, fun, and it's going to last them a long time. They really have to be excited about it. If not all the time, at least they know that what they're doing is making sense, that they're getting results out of it. That's the bottom line.
Don't get in that routine out there. And, you know, you had me just go up on a bar and try to hold myself up on a bar. And
Monkey bars. Negative chin-ups. Can you hold your body in space?
And how long can you do it?
And how long can you do it with integrity, with good form, and let yourself down without crashing? I know that our kids can do it.
I know, and that's a scary thought out there. And that was the one move that you had me do, along with some core stuff, that really made me realize that as I'm getting older and as I'm busy, I own and talk to patients every single day out there. And there's a lot of people out there that think, and you want them to realize, it's not just you, it's me. I do preventative and wellness, and I couldn't hold myself up there barely.
As I've mentioned to you before, it's really about leading by example. I have to find the time to make my workouts happen for me as well, even if it means I've got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and run an entire day, then take care of the toddler at night. It isn't even an option. My destiny is that my family is shorter, wider, heavier, and got all the metabolic issues, high blood pressure, syndromes, everything you possibly could think of with medication. I saw that when I was a teenager, and I knew that if I didn't make a change at this point, that was where I was headed.
And this is what happens, you know, listeners, what happens, you get that little bit of elevation in your blood pressure. You come into the office, we give you a little consultation, you know, you need to start exercise, that dread word that everybody hates. And exercise doesn't have to be what a lot of people think. I mean, honestly, you pointed out some fun things that I could do, switch it up. You know, I had talked to you, I can go on a treadmill, I can run forever. Yes. I can just plug along, keep going, running. And I thought I was in shape.
Yes.
But honestly, I'm in the worst shape ever.
Well, you're looking at it through a different lens. When you come to a trainer, someone who's been in the industry as long as I have, you've seen a lot of different compensations. You're not seeing what people like to do. I'm going to give you a little bit of what you like with a little bit of what I know you need, and that's just taking a look at your total health. There's five components to fitness. There's strength. There's cardiovascular. There's flexibility. There's your nutrition, and there's also that component of wellness, which you are a big fan of, which I know that why you and I really jive together is that aspect of wellness is, where's the balancing point? Where are you going to come in and take a stand and take responsibility that I can only lead you so far?
Absolutely. And even I've had patients come in and they're on this big list of medication, and half their appointment is putting in these four or five medications and all the dosing that they're on. And then they're having side effects from this medication. We give them another medication because now they got depression, erectile dysfunction, or sexual dysfunction because they're on a beta blocker. Then we give them another. We give them Cialis, Viagra. And all these medications have side effects. And if we can just get people active and really add that wellness or preventative to, you know, their primary care, it makes a huge difference. I've seen people that just add even three or four times a week, even a little bit of exercise that can be accommodated to their schedule. They're coming off these medications. And it doesn't matter your age. I have patients that are 65, 70 years old that if we're out there getting them active, they feel so much better. They're sleeping better. Their energy's better. They're eating better. They're making better food choices. You know, and you may have this too with your clients that come in. I have my patients' food logs. So they come in, they bring me this food log. They think they're eating clean. They think they're eating healthy because everything's in a marketing label.
Yes.
Right? If it says it's healthy, it must be healthy, right?
Right.
Eating granola, eating yogurt, eating, you know, these other things that people think are on that healthy mode, they've just carb loaded all single day long. And you point that out to them and they're like, really? I thought I was eating really clean and healthy. And it's really just how the marketing and the media really make it and focus out there with, you know, patients. Nobody knows. And you really need that coach, that motivator to help you out there because you and I went to school forever for it, and it doesn't
Agreed.
Come easy, and
Agreed.
It comes with time. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about the things that you can do for people that have a busy lifestyle. We're in a 24-hour town. It's go, go, go. I'm the prime example.
We have 24-hour gyms in this town, so there really isn't about access. You've got access no matter what. If you haven't got a huge access, and another reason, if not excuse I've given, is I don't have a lot of equipment. It doesn't take much equipment to get on a pair of running shoes and go outside and run. That's going to increase your rate of expenditure 10% more than when you were on a treadmill. It's going to get you outside, fresh air, vitamin D. Okay, we live in the desert. Go before the sun breaks. Go after the sun comes down. Make the accommodations. Make the time because ultimately you've got to value the fact that you're worth it. If you don't believe that from the get-go, there isn't any pill, there isn't any person, there isn't any solution for you that's going to change that around. It's got to start with the fact that you believe that you're worth it. There is an alternative to the lists of medication. There is an alternative to feeling crappy or, as I like to call it, coming to instead of waking up. The choice is yours. You know, I've come across this exercise phenomenon since I was a teenager. So for me, it is second nature. You can really change a person's headset from when they're a teenager into their young adulthood if you get them early enough. The issue now is that we're getting a lot of the baby boomers and the middle-aged folks that are revisiting exercise because they have no other choice. Their doctors have given them prescriptions that is going to shorten their lifestyle 10, 15 years. That's not a sentence that a lot of folks want to hear, especially if they've got young children or they're up and coming in their careers.
Absolutely.
Start exercising and do it with intensity. Do it with focus. Make it a priority. Just like you have an appointment. Dr. Christy and I were talking about that. It is an appointment you can't break for yourself.
Absolutely. And that has been one big thing that I've done. I've actually scheduled it into my schedule. Otherwise, as you know, I wouldn't be there. And it's really held accountable. And I have a lot of people that will even call me and say, well, we have this dinner meeting on this day. I say, I can't do it. I have an appointment. And that is really just one tip to people out there that you can actually do and really, you know, focus on and get that on your schedule and make it a priority, just like it is to go to see your doctor, to go, you know, to that other dentist appointment, to go, you know, do that something with your kids. And, you know, my big thing is too, you know, I'm a single mom. I work. I go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning. Some nights, you know, I come home at 9 o'clock at night. You've even, you know, talked to me about things that I can do on my days off or even when I go home, you get the kids to bed, you get everybody settled down at nighttime that you can do just to build muscle or just to, you know, build that strength training. And until I saw you, I didn't really realize how weak I really am. And I know I'm not the only person out there. And that's what really motivated me to come see you and to actually bring you on this show. Because if it's happening to me and I'm running a wellness and, you know, medical practice in town and I'm seeing my patients as a provider every day, I see it so much in my practice out there and really kind of the benefits of searching someone out like you. And like she said, not every trainer is a trainer. And it's really important, like when you go find a medical, you know, practitioner, to really search out somebody that's really credentialed and really knows and really interview that person. Because there's a huge difference between you and other people I've talked to. And it really is beneficial to everyone. And it's not just somebody that's trying to do a body competition or really you look at the, you know, fitness and the wellness benefits of it and what it can provide. And you look at that whole picture.
Absolutely. There's folks, don't get me wrong, there are folks that are in it for the aesthetics. I get all that. You have to change how you look. That's why you've walked into a gym situation. You're seeking help. More often than not, though, that's going to accompany other health considerations, stress. It's killing our people. It's killing society as a whole. So when I talk about that component of wellness, I'm looking at things that you can do to turn your ship around, empower yourself. Things like yoga, things like being mindful when you do eat. I mean, these aren't things that necessarily cost anything, but they are part of the wellness dynamic, the fitness dynamic, that unless you're looking at it, you really are neglecting the picture. You can get as large as you want to get in the gym with muscle, but if you can't touch your toes, you can see them, but you can't touch them, what's the point?
Absolutely. All right, listeners, it's time to take a break, but stay tuned as we're talking to Fatima with Vegas Personal Trainer, and I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center at 702-731-1200. We'll be right back.
My name's Matt Lampf. I'm 49 years old. I am the Director of Business Development at American Shooters. It's a police, military, law enforcement, and first responder supply. I know a lot of fire and police and EMT, and they were talking about it and recommended it to me as I talked about being tired, getting sick more often than I had previously. So as I'd mentioned these symptoms, hey, I'm going to Vitality, you ought to go to Vitality. And coming here has changed my life. People don't realize that I'm 49, almost 50 years old. After coming here and working with Dr. Thomas, my energy is better, therefore my interest and ability to concentrate has gone up as well.
I'm Dr. Christy Thomas, a doctor of nursing practice with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. I would love the opportunity to help you discover a new and vibrant you. Call today, 731-1200, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
All prizes can be picked up at the CBS Radio M&K Heating and Cooling box office is located at 7255 South Tenaya Way, Suite 100. If your AC is down, pick the best in town. M&K Heating and Cooling, license number 68651.
And my name is Skip Seifert, and I was referred to Vitality by a friend when I was just not sleeping well and I had lethargy. I just didn't feel like myself anymore. I met with Dr. Thomas the first time, and we did an evaluation and sort of an assessment. She was very patient with me, and we even joked about the fact that she said, I can fix you. And I laughed at her, and I said, well, you're not the first woman to say that to me, but my life changed overnight. I started sleeping 7 to 8 hours. I would get up in the morning, I'd be refreshed, I'd have plenty of energy. I'm 55 years old, and I have to tell you that I feel better than I ever have in my entire life.
I'm Dr. Christy Thomas, a doctor of nursing practice with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. I would love the opportunity to help you discover a new and vibrant you. Call today, 731-1200, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now, 800-270-3903. That's 800-270-3903. 800-270-3903.
Taking you home, live and local with Kevin Wall, FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to Your Health and Vitality. I'm here with Fatima with VegasPersonalTrainer.com. And I want to give our listeners her phone number. It's 702-768-2226. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, APRN with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. And my website is VitalityMedicalWellness.com. And my office phone number is 702-731-1200. And I've been here with Fatima talking to you for the last, 20 minutes about wellness and preventative and how healthcare really is more than just going and seeing your provider and getting a pill to fix a problem and get another pill to fix another problem that that pill causes, and really how we add the wellness and preventative aspect. Now, don't get me wrong. If you come in and you have high blood pressure, you have high cholesterol, you're getting treated for that. I'm writing you a prescription for that. But you're also going to get a preventative aspect to your visit also, and how that you can keep that dose at the lowest, or even eventually over the next 3 to 12 months, how you can get off that medication and really not have the side effects of them drugs. You know, I have so many people come in, they're on these high cholesterol medications, and they tell me they got joint pain, muscle aches, or I'm allergic to the medication because I get joint pain or muscle aches from it. And oftentimes people don't even realize that when you're on them statin drugs, you better be taking some CoQ10 with it. You better make sure that, you know, when you're on your diabetes medications, that you're taking B12. And it's not just going over the counter and taking supplements. It's really coming in and seeing someone, getting evaluated. And I've been talking with Fatima here about how myself, I took the initiative and really, you know, heard about her through a patient of mine and networking, and went and had an evaluation with her, which I want my listeners to hear, because I know that I'm not the only person out there that has had this experience. And it really can be effective for anyone. It doesn't really matter if you're 35, if you're 45. It's not too late to take action. And even people with bone thinning, look how many people go on osteoporosis medications that are starting to get bone thinning out there. And like coming and seeing someone like you and adding that aspect to their medical, what it can do. And you know, a lot of people, I don't think, know how to search out somebody or how to take the first step. And, you know, just calling somebody that's been trained and going and getting this evaluation done. And Fatima, I'm going to ask you to share with our listeners a little bit about when I first came to see you, the process of when I came to see you, and really what you found. And I wasn't all that bad.
No, it wasn't horrible.
I definitely have some areas to return. And I'm really going to encourage our listeners to join you and me, you know, coming in to my practice and getting evaluated, getting balanced, getting your hormones balanced, getting your, you know, just a checkout, a good general blood work, make sure your vitamins are good, and then coming and seeing yourself and joining my 3-month journey, because yes, I'm in the contract, listeners. And Fatima's going to talk to you a little bit about what she found with myself, who lives and works this every single day.
Right. So Dr. Christie came in for an initial screen, which is something that I do with every single client, anybody that I touch. It's not just about a conversation about things that you've done for exercise or things that you'd like to do. That's a one-on-one conversation. That's great. But I can't tell by speaking with you what you can do for pushing, pulling, rotating, what your lifestyle challenges might be. And then from just a training standpoint, what your baseline fundamentals are. You know, what do you have for a starting composition? What do you have for a circumference measurement? What about some baseline pictures? I've done initial screens with folks that don't have swimsuits. They have come to the point that they are convinced that their parents, specifically moms, and a swimsuit isn't something they're going to have in their wardrobe. So to take a baseline photograph of what you're starting with, you know, it's definitely something that is an eye-opener when you can see the changes over time. That's why I do it. I want to take a look and see from an objective point of view. I want you to see from an objective point of view, here's what you're starting with. What is it about your physique that you're unhappy with? You know, from an aesthetic point of view, at the end of the day, trainers are about aesthetics. I get all that. The difference, I think, is coming with the fact that more often than not, potential clients are coming to me with prescriptions, like you just said. And it's changed the game. Folks have coming with more complicated issues, parts that have been surgically altered, knees, backs, hips, chronic aches and pains. And I really do think it's a partnership working with your doctor. Your doctor is going to release you to exercise. Great. But what does that mean? I'm going to try to do the best I can to incorporate from my boundaries, my medical boundaries. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not going to prescribe anything. But we're going to program from wherever you are to get you stronger, to get you better, to get you faster, no matter where you're starting from. The starting point has to be established, which is what I do in an initial screen. We took Dr. Thomas through an initial screen, as I was saying, for movement. Once we took her baseline, I hadn't given her baseline numbers yet, but it was very interesting to see what she was capable of, what she believed that she was capable of, and then what I actually saw. And there's some work cut out. You know, there's definitely a work cut out for her that's probably going to take more than a minute to accomplish, but I'm thinking that if I gave her something very tangible 3 months from now, take the summer and actively work on these changes for your core, work on these changes for your posture, work on these changes for your menu, that they are very achievable. You've got to break it down in steps. If you give it to your clients too much too soon, they're not going to succeed at any one thing at all.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I see in my own practice, too. And I think that's really why you and I connected, is because you don't just throw this program at me and say, go do it. Because guess what? I'm working all these hours. I have stress. I'm a single parent. I'm on the go 24/7. I don't sleep well. I have stress just like everybody else does. But you really break it down to something that's achievable and really to the lifestyle that I live, and really kind of what our listeners, I think, could really benefit from. And, you know, I was scared to go into the gym. I didn't want to go into that gym. It was like the most intimidating thing, because like you and I had talked, there's an aesthetic thing when you walk into the gym, or you think that you can't do it, or how to use the equipment properly, or you look at that stuff sitting there, and I was scared to death. I mean, you gave me exercises that were really achievable, but they were so hard.
And they didn't use
I could not believe it.
They didn't even use any equipment. They used your body weight first and foremost. And I think that's an important component for professionals, fitness professionals, to really dial back on, is that if folks are having issues moving their own body in space, they really don't have any right to be picking up anything external. I don't care if it's a 5-pound dumbbell. Can you do a push-up? Can you do things like bodyweight squats? Can you do the pull-up, even if it means you've got to get up there with a little bit of assistance? Because these are things that are fundamental to everyday life.
Absolutely. And really just doing these things, the health benefits that are out there. And, you know, I have so many people that have come to me and said, I can't lose weight, or I can't, you know, get off these medications, or my blood pressure's running a little high. I'm eating good. I'm eating well. And really how you work together, and it really does work. And it's, like I said, it's for everybody. It's not just for somebody that's looking to be athletic, or really the health benefits out there that you can achieve. Unfortunately, listeners, that's the end, but join the 3-month challenge. We are offering special pricing for both to see Fatima and to come over to Vitality Medical Wellness Center. So I'm going to give you my site. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office number is 702-731-1200. Fatima is at vegaspersonaltrainer.com, and her phone number again is 702-768-2226. You can follow both of us on Facebook and Twitter at VitalityLV, and again, vegaspersonaltrainer.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a... I want to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
I want to be
I want
to
be
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Corey Schaefer with Realty One Group. I've been helping homeowners like yourself sell their houses and upgrade to new homes since 2002. Take advantage of today's low interest rates and favorable pricing. It's your opportunity knocking. Call me for a free, true market evaluation of your house today. 702-900-LIST. That's 702-900-5478. Or visit me at 900list.com. That's 702-900-5478.